Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You ready? You ready? Okay. All right. Okay. Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege, an opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God this morning we have a visitor. Miss Erica is with us today. We thank God for her. We welcome you to the house of the Lord with us. We thank God Sister India is online on the phone, and we have others that are online. We miss our children today, but we thank God that we did have one child out of the ones we normally have, but we'll just be praying for our young people and pray and trust the Lord as others are on their way to the house of the Lord, that God will have their way, have his way. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer before we begin our morning service. And just want to thank God. It's good to see Sister Holmes always in the house of the Lord, and ask God to continue to bless her and Brother Mann and our older saints as God has blessed them and been with them. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we call upon your precious and holy name this morning. We want to thank you from the depths of our heart for all that thou hast done for us. We want to thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us. As we slept and slumbered throughout last night, you allowed us to rise this morning clothed in our right mind. And you've given us the activity and use of our limbs. And dear Heavenly Father, you blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, as far as we know, each and every one of our family members are still in the land of the living, and for this we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this past week, dear Heavenly Father, for all your manifold blessings. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, you blessed us, dear Lord, with a roof over our head and food and clothing, all the necessities in this life. We thank you, Lord God, that this morning you allowed us to rise up so that we could be in the house of the Lord one more time. And Father, as we come this morning with praise on our lips, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would look down upon us with favor this day. We pray, Lord God, that you remember our visitor this morning, Erica, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for her being here. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her, dear Heavenly Father. You know her heart's desire. You know what she stands in need of. And so we ask that you would grant it according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for our older saints, dear Heavenly Father, who are here. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes, Lord God, who's blessed to be out this morning, Lord God. I didn't think she'd be here because of the rain. I know normally, dear Father, that the rain, dear Heavenly Father, sometimes hinders her in her walk to be able to come out, dear Father. But Lord, when I came up and I saw her here, I just want to thank you and praise you, dear Lord. She's the eldest saint in our congregation, and Lord, she presses her way to be here every opportunity she can. Yes. And for this, we want to thank you and ask that you would continue to bless her in her body, spirit, mind, soul. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, as she continues to press on for thee, dear Heavenly Father, in these last and evil days. Father, likewise, we thank you for Brother Mann, dear Father, and ask your continued blessings upon him. Thank you in a special way, Lord God, for all that you have done for Brother Mann. We realize, dear Father, his family is going through an hour of bereavement, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you look down upon him with favor. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, as they journey out on this coming Wednesday, Lord God, on their way down to North Carolina, dear Father, to eulogize his grandson, dear Heaven, great-grandson, dear Lord. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would remember them in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer, dear Father, upon the family, Lord God. As we've said, dear Father, oftentimes, dear Lord God, yes, it's hard to lose a loved one, but then when you lose a child, dear Father, it's even harder, dear Lord. And so, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would comfort like no man can, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would lift them up during this hour of bereavement, Lord God. Give them what they stand in need of, Lord God, and grant them safety over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we likewise ask that you remember Sister Carol in a special way. We thank you for her. Thank you for blessing her to be out this morning, dear Lord. Thank you for bringing her across the highways, dear Heavenly Father, throughout the rain, dear Father. We thank you and praise you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her in all her endeavors, Lord God, to reach her family, Lord God, before it's a day and hour too late, dear Father. We ask, oh Lord, that you would bless their father, give her what she stands in need of, her heart's desire, and we know that is to do the will of thee. Father, likewise, we want to thank you for Sister Regina being out, dear Father. Thank you for all that you've done for her, Lord God. We know she hasn't been feeling well in her body, but Father, we just trust you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her, continue to be with her, Lord God, continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God, and bless her in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the sight that you've given her, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, it's deteriorating, but Father, we just want to thank you. You said, though this outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day, and so, Lord, help Sister Regina, Lord God, and all of us, dear Heavenly Father, to know, although we may be getting older in age and these old bodies, dear Heavenly Father, are going to go back to the dust. You said the inward man is renewed day by day. And thank you for that renewal, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father, for that encouragement in your word to know, dear Father, that we reside in thee, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember all the saints, Lord God, who may be still on their way, dear Heavenly Father, those who are traveling in, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would grant traveling mercies over the highway, Lord God. We pray that you would keep them safe, Lord God, and allow no hurt, harm, or danger, or no accidents to befall them, dear Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you remember those that are listening in on Radio Land, dear Father, the blog, dear Father. We ask that you would bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Faraday and her family in Boston, Lord God. And ask your blessings upon them. We thank you likewise for Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God. And we thank you for Brother Bill, Lord God, in Atlanta, dear Father, and all the others, dear Father, that have called in, dear Father, and are listening in, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Sandy and Sister Carolyn, Lord God, and ask that you would bless in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you would likewise remember Sister India, dear Father. Father, you know all that she's going through, Lord God, and you know, dear Father, her heart's desire is to live for you who died for all, dear Father. Yes. Help her, Lord God, to know that you are God, and beside you there is none other. Help her, Lord God, to step out in faith, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to not allow the circumstances or situation, Lord God, to override, dear Father, her love for you, dear Heavenly Father, but help her, Lord, to rest, dear Father, in your loving arms, yes, knowing, dear Father, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Yes, yes, Father, we miss seeing her in the house of God. So help her, Lord God, to be able to get up and come to be with the saints of God, Lord, who, dear Heavenly Father, can help her, dear Father, through her situation, Lord, dear Father. Oh, Lord God, I know mankind today, Lord God, is trying to convince others, Lord God, that they don't need to be in the house of God. But, Lord, this is where we find our help, yes, dear Father. This is where we find our strength, Lord God. This is where we can come, yes, together as brothers and sisters, Lord, and cry on one another's shoulders, Lord God, and lift up our voices in total praise unto thee. Father, you've been so good to us, and we thank you for your goodness. Thank we you. Ask that you would remember likewise Sister Kiva in a special way, Lord God, and yes, ask that you would look at upon her, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, for body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Fluellen, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, that you would touch her and bless her in her body, dear Father. Be with her there in the nursing home, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon her and remember her in a special way, Lord God. Remembering her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Keep her, dear Heavenly Father. We realize, dear Heavenly Father, she's in some dire situation, dear Father, but Father, we know you are able, dear Father. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for each and every one of us. We ask a special prayer blessing, dear Lord, upon our country, our world, our leaders, dear Father. We pray for our president, dear Father, our Congress, Lord God, and we pray for our judges, Lord God. We pray likewise, dear Heavenly Father, for our police officers, police departments, police chiefs, dear Father, all around this world. We're praying for mankind, dear Father, and especially for the soul that is out of the ark of safety. Father, we pray this morning that you speak to man, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would use us as your vessels, dear Heavenly Father, to get your word out, dear Heavenly Father, to a dying world, that Jesus Christ is still in the saving and healing business, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask this morning that you would remember Sister Smith. We thank you for her being here. Thank you for all that you've done for Sister Smith, Lord God, how you've touched her in her body, and you've healed her, Lord God, and she's running for you, dear Father. We ask that you would bless and be with her in a mighty way, dear Father. We pray likewise that you remember Brother Jackson. Thank you, Lord God, for this dear brother seeing another birthday, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you brought him a mighty long way, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless Brother Jackson, dear Heavenly Father. Give him the desires of his heart as he continues to run on this race that you have set before him, dear Heavenly Father, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of his faith. Bless him, Lord God, and everything that he desires to do, dear Heavenly Father, to do to your glory and to your honor. Remembering Brother Reggie Jackson. Jackson, Lord God. Thank you for all you've done for him and how you have blessed him, Lord God. We ask that you remember him and his companion in a special way, Lord God. Not forgetting Brother Byron, we thank you for him, Lord God, and what you brought him through, Lord God, and how you're continuing to bless him, dear Lord, and strengthen him, Lord God, for the work that he is doing in the ministry. We just ask that you would continue to look down upon our dear brother with favor, Lord God. Remember his companion in a special way, Lord God, and his children, Lord God. Likewise, Sister Lauren, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that she was able to be out today, Lord God, and downstairs with the children, dear Father. We ask that you would bless her, dear Lord. We know, Lord God, she was suffering in her eye, dear Father, but Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you touched her enough that she's able to be in the house of the Lord, and for this, we want to say thank you. Lord, we don't want to forget anyone this morning, so we would just want to thank you for all the saints. We thank you for those in the media room, dear Father. We ask that you would bless them, Lord God, and be with Sister Melita and Brother Pierre as they're reaching out, dear Heavenly Father, to those, Lord God, who are calling in to hear the word of God. We pray, Lord God, your blessings upon them, Lord God. And remember our young saints, Lord God, who are raising children, dear Father. We have families, Lord God, that are here, dear Father, and raising their children in these perilous times. We ask, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless them and keep their children from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Father, you've been good to us, and we can't thank you enough for all the goodness that you have done, been to us, dear Heavenly Father, down through the years and over these last days, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us from COVID. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God. Oh, we've heard, Father, we've lost the family members who've died from COVID and co-workers, Lord God, who have died from COVID, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you have blessed us, Lord God, and you have kept us during this time. Father, we ask likewise that you remember Sister Blake. We thank you for her and ask that you would bless her, Lord God, as she assists me, Lord God, this morning. We just thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for the wisdom and knowledge you give her each and every day. Ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor. And we know Sister Blake will give you all the praise and the glory due unto your name. Remembering Sister Lillian in a special way, Lord God, we don't see her as we started out the service, but we ask that you would remember her as she's journeying in, dear Father. Remember those that we haven't seen in a while, dear Father. We ask that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, to come out, dear Heavenly Father, to hear the word of God. And Father, we want to thank you this morning for Sister Millicent, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, Lord God, as she leaves the devotional service. We pray, dear Father, you look down upon her with favor. We know Sister Millicent, Lord God, oftentimes will just say, I just want to thank God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for her, and we thank you for all the saints of God. Thank you for everyone who has come out, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Ask that you would bless and get the glory out of our lives. Keep us, Lord God, in the hall of thy hands and under the shadow of thy wings. And bless us, Lord God, and make us a blessing unto others. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Shall we stand and turn in our worship to the Lord to page 76. 76. And to worship the Lord.
Praise our God. Amen. Amen.
Great is our Lord, he is holy and just, by his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true, by his mercy he proves he is love. Great Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise our God.
Worthy of praise.
Amen. Thank God. Giving him glory this morning.
Amen.
Giving him honor this morning. Thanking him for his goodness to us this morning. Amen. That we're able to see each other in the land of the living. We thank God. Great is the Lord. Praise God. So good to be here this morning. So good to come together once again in the house of God. To know that God is still on his throne. And he loves us. Amen. Again, so good to have Miss Erica here with us this morning. And we just thank God. And as pastors prayed for those who might still be on their way, remembering those who are downstairs who will be up shortly, we just thank God. Those who are not able to be here, those who are sick and shut in, because God, I'm so glad that we serve a God who's able to be everywhere at all times.
Amen.
And so he is here with us, and he's with them also. And so we just give God glory this morning,
yes.
Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, thanking God for her,
Amen.
Thanking God for her opening prayer, which she prays for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God. We daily pray for her as well,
Amen.
And especially on this morning, that the Lord would anoint her in his word. And so we're just thankful to be here.
Amen.
Thankful to be a child of God this morning. Our responsive reading is found in 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. It's so good to open the word of God.
Yes, it is.
Amen. 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7, and reading through the end of the chapter, which will be through verse 21. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit.
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God.
And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
We love him because he first loved us.
If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen?
Together. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. I'm so glad that Jesus loved me. I'm so glad that God loved us and Jesus loved us. God loved us enough to send his son, and Jesus loved us enough to lay down his life. Praise our God. Amen. And I'm so glad it wasn't just love in word. Because for some people, it's easy to just say, I love you, I love you, I love you. It wasn't just in word, but it was in deed and in truth. Thank God for that. Amen. We're going to ask at this time, because God does love us so much, he allows us to offer up our prayers, bring our petitions to him, knowing that in these bodies we'll have needs, afflictions, sicknesses, burdens, disappointments. There are various things that will come upon us in this life, but we know that we have an advocate with the Father in Jesus Christ. We know that God is able to answer our prayers when we walk uprightly before him. So we're going to ask at this time if there are any special requests for prayer, either by uplifted hand or by word of mouth. Sister Regina. Yes. Amen. 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 We'll remember. Yes. We'll remember Sister Regina in body and also the complex in which she lives. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. 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 We're thankful also, Sister Holmes, that God has allowed you to be present this morning. Amen.
Sister Blake, we don't see as of yet. The Belton family, some of them are praying that they're coming, but I haven't seen them. And remember, Sister Webb, we don't see her. Sister Lillian, likewise, remember the Jenkins family. Some of them are sick, but remember them much. Children weren't here.
Amen. Amen. Again, remember the Belton family who we pray on their way that the Lord would give them traveling mercies. Also, Sister Webb. We haven't seen her yet. The Lord would bless her, her family, and also Sister Lillian, who has not yet come in. Amen. And also the Jenkins children, and some of whom are sick. And so remember them, remember that family in prayer. Sister Smith? Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Smith in prayer. Remember her request was for her unsaved loved ones, also for the children. And we know that as it's getting darker in the evening, we haven't even switched the time back yet, but it's getting darker in the evening. So, and she does, at the time that she gets off, she's coming in and it's dark outside. So Pray that the Lord will bless and protect her as she's coming in. Sister Carol. Amen. Linda. Yes. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Bless that family. Remember Sister Carol. Remember her family. And Brother Randy and Sister Linda Hyman up in Michigan. Amen. Bereaved families everywhere. Thank the Lord. We thank God. Sister Maria, we were praying that God would bring you safely, and so we're thankful. Amen. Other requests. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord. Thank you for prayer. Thank God. Share this other. My question. Family. Big and tall. Well, how do you expect to get Wi-Fi or something? Likewise, got to give gas limit. Well, he wasn't.
Amen. 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 Thank God for our children. Amen. Brother Byron said, remember Jacob in prayer. So he's doing well. And he texted them and said that he's doing well. So continue to remember Jacob in prayer. You know, they're out on the high seas. The God sees. God is able to keep him safe, just as safe there as if he were on dry ground. So let's continue to remember him in prayer. We thank God for Brother Byron. Remember him even as he studies for Bible studies on Wednesday night, for food pantry service, for every way that God is using him.
If I get back to things, you remember me. I'm due to have windows put in on my home on Tuesday, that everything goes well.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for Brother Ron, and we're praying for him. We're praying that the Lord will have his way. Amen, amen.
Likewise, remembering Sister India, Sister Keith, and we're all the saints.
Amen. Brother Tony and Sister, remember Brother Tony, Sister India, Sister Keba as well. Yes, Brother Robert, his family, especially his two daughters. Amen. All general requests. Amen. Brother Byron's companion, Judy. Amen. We thank God. If there's anyone who has a special need, we can come bow at the altar, pour our heart to the Lord, stand here and however the Lord would direct you, would lead you to come before his throne. And after the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Levester if he would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen. So we turn in our worship the Lord to page 339. 339 and the worship the Lord. 339. 339. Standing in the need of prayer. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, and then the chorus, 3 and 4, and then the chorus. We all stand in need of prayer. Amen. 339. Not my brother nor my sister, but
is me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher nor the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher nor the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father nor my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father nor my mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the stranger nor my neighbor, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the stranger nor my neighbor, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Let us look to the Lord. Father God, truly we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given us, that we can come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving, giving you the glory and honor and praise that you are so rightfully due. Thank you for this day, dear Heavenly Father. It's a beautiful day that you've given us, even the rain, the changing the color of the leaves on the trees. Lord, thank you for such a wonderful place to let mankind behold thy glory. Thank you for giving us a will that we find ourselves here, dear Heavenly Father, today to worship thee, get our spiritual nutrients. Thank you for our visitor, and Lord, we doors always open to receive more. Pray, dear Heavenly Father, for all those who are out of the ark of thy safety, who do not know thee in the pardons of their sins, and gender neutral. All of our family members, to Heavenly Father, we pray for them. Still lay down our bread and water for them all, to Heavenly Father. I think about those who have passed on before us. Brother Bill Morgan, I used to pray to Heavenly Father for Twyla, his daughter. We still pray for her, to Heavenly Father, his house. And Sister Helen, praying for her. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, for Brother Carol, the Heavenly Father, his daughter Linda. I used to pray for her, and we still pray for her. And remember Sister Carol, the Heavenly Father, and her prayer request that she put forth before thee about her family members and herself, the Heavenly Father. We pray for Frank, her brother, the Heavenly Father, and I ask that you would remember this soul, the Heavenly Father, and his household. Remember Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request about her complex where she lives. Lord, I ask that you make it a way that she'll be able to witness for you there, dear Heavenly Father. Stand upon the word and let her light shine, dear Heavenly Father, throughout those hallways and different parts of the complex, dear Heavenly Father, and pray, dear Heavenly Father, the conditions that are there, dear Heavenly Father, that you told us to bring all our cares and all our thoughts to thee, and that you will take care of them for our needs. So we ask that you let her be a light that shines, dear Heavenly Father, through the darkness of that complex and all around in that neighborhood. And not only hers, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you remember all of our neighborhoods, dear Heavenly Father, our neighbors and those who watch our life, that we may truly lift you up. You said in your word, and Lord, it was in our Sunday school lesson, that if I be lifted up on the earth, I will draw all men unto thee.
Amen.
So we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you give us the understanding and wisdom of what that really means as a servant of the Lord, that we may indeed witness on your behalf, dear Heavenly Father, in these dying days on this earth that we are here, dear Heavenly Father, and all the turmoil and things that's going around before us in these last days, dear Heavenly Father. Let us stand upright for thee and grow stronger instead of weaker, dear Heavenly Father. Let us, dear Heavenly Father, lift our voice up to be a witness for all those around us, starting at home first and out in the yard and raking up leaves or whatever we're doing. The grocery stores, wherever we are, let us lift you up. Let our light shine, dear Heavenly Father, and lift you up. We ask that you remember Brother Byron's prayer request about his family members and his son Jacob, dear Heavenly Father, and all the servicemen, dear Heavenly Father, in the service across the waters and here in the United States.
Amen.
Ask that you remember them, dear Heavenly Father, and you're able to keep him, and it's good that he stays in touch with his father and his mother, dear Heavenly Father, and also remember Madeline and remember his companion, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way in his house. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for Brother Byron, and ask that you continue to bless him, dear Heavenly Father, his walk with thee. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Vivian Holmes' prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and good seeing her out tonight, and as you continue to bless her and her walk with thee, Lord, as I found you, Heavenly Father, that as you get older, you get stronger. So, you know, I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. Lord, let your will always be mine, dear Heavenly Father, that I may truly stand up before you, dear Heavenly Father. For I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Praise God.
Remember me, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you remember Mr. Cunningham in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, and his walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. It wasn't a coincidence that he opened up these church doors and came in and sat down and listened to a couple messages. We ask that you bless this young man, and not only him, but his house, dear Heavenly Father, and all our neighbors around here, dear Heavenly Father. Let us take the fight to them. Dear Heavenly Father, just what they need to see this blessed light and this hope and the great love that you have for mankind. I ask that you remember all my family members, my son William over the highways, dear Heavenly Father, and prepare us, dear Heavenly Father, for the wintry seasons, the elements of the winter, the winds and the snow and the ice. Lord, let us be prepared for these things, dear Heavenly Father, and not let them slip upon us. I ask that you remember each and every one, dear Heavenly Father, here today in this service and those who are on the way. Remember Officer Todd on the parking lot, Brother Thomas Mann, dear Heavenly Father, his travels, dear Heavenly Father, to see his great-grandson, the funeral service there, family members that will be coming. I ask that you remember them, and I ask that you remember our new visitor today, dear Heavenly Father, and remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Smith and her prayer requests for her loved ones and family members. And remember, dear Sister Smith, dear Heavenly Father, she spoke of the days getting darker, 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours at night. Lord, that she'll give her understanding and wisdom on how to take care of herself and keep her from the unseen dangers that may sneak upon us, dear Heavenly Father. In Christ's name I pray. Thank you for letting us, Sister Maria, be out today, dear Heavenly Father, and be able to come across the highways, dear Heavenly Father, for her children. Ask that you continue to remember her and bless her, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer requests. Remember Brother DeAndre, her companion, bless him on the job, dear Heavenly Father, and his walk with thee as he continues to grow in grace with thee, dear Heavenly Father, and help us all to keep the faith and to fight a good fight, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you remember Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer requests. and bless her and her going and coming in the morning and in the evening, Lord, the traffic, to have patience. Those who have to get up and go to work, help them have patience with one another, dear Heavenly Father, that they may get to their points of employment safely. And also when they leave, to be able to go home and enjoy their family safely. Remember them, dear Heavenly Father. And remember all the seniors, the elders. Remember the widows, the widowers, and the widows indeed. I ask that you remember the poor, the homeless. Lord, they increase each day. Each day you go out, the streets are full, dear Heavenly Father, and it's increasing. I ask that you remember those, dear Heavenly Father, and Christ's name I pray, and bless the hands that continue to minister unto them, both spiritually and physically. In Christ's name I pray. Ask your blessings on the furtherance of this service. Bless all those working different artilleries in the radio room and downstairs, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all of our children and all the teachers, dear Heavenly Father, and world leaders. And remember those, dear Heavenly Father, the missionaries are working overseas in foreign countries and here in the United States and going through some things that we haven't, the Heavenly Father, had to go through a lot here yet. Remember them and help them to keep the faith. In Jesus' name I pray. It's my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blake, if I may, brother, in brother's prayer, I was listening and the Lord reminded me, and I just put it up, just to thanking the Lord when he mentioned about our travels. The other day I pulled in the filling station, got gas, and was pulling out and was sitting there. There was a lot of traffic. Harrisburg Pike gets a lot of traffic in the evening at a certain time. And so, you know, people pull out in front of people. I don't. I normally sit and because they're already moving at a speed. And so I was sitting there, and this man pulls up behind me that was in the filling station, and he's sitting there. He begins to blow his horn, and first I didn't know it was for me, and my window was cracked, and I look back, and he's yelling up something about making a left-hand turn, trying to make a left-hand turn, come out something, you can only go right. And I think my turn signal may have been still on after I had turned in. I don't know. I shut the truck off, but I wasn't. I was making a right-hand turn. I wasn't trying to go left. And so, but it was full of traffic. Just full of traffic. And so he's back there just fussing and blowing his horn. And I looked back in the mirror and I went like this to him. And he goes, would you just go. But there's traffic and I can't get out in the traffic. I'm, like I said, I'm not one that just jumps out in people and somebody's got to slow down trying to keep from hitting me. So someone else was pulling up in the filling station. Well, how he was turned, instead of him coming right behind me, he's blocking people that they can't get in the station. Now he's holding up traffic. And so the guy just looked over at me, and I just sat there, and I didn't say nothing. I just said, Lord bless. And he's steadily going, blowing a horn, just fussing at me. And I just sat there, and I said, Lord, have your way. This gentleman pulls up, and he stops, and he waves me out, an older gentleman. And I thanked him. I pulled out, and he come on so that he couldn't get out of the filling station. And I just said, thank you, Lord, that he can't get out. And then he sees you just can't jump out in front of the traffic because, I mean, it was just full of traffic. But I just thank God that I didn't get out of sorts. At first I didn't know he was fussing at me until I looked in the mirror and he's just fussing and I was like, oh, he's fussing at me. And I'm thinking, well, where am I supposed to go? And there's traffic in the street. But I thank God for brother's prayer because we just don't know, you know, what other, you know, he may have been in a rush, I don't know, but he couldn't go far in all that traffic. But I just thank God for his mercy upon me and just keeping me still.
Amen.
So much rage is out there today.
Amen. I thank God for the prayer also. I don't mean to belabor the time, but similar incident. I'm trying to think. It was Thursday. It was Thursday morning. I was behind another car, and we were really the only two on the road. And light changed, and it was time for the first car to turn left, and he didn't move. I didn't blow my horn. I just sat and waited for him. And so he started around the corner. He turned, and I turned behind him. But after he turned, he didn't, you know, sometimes cars will speed up and go ahead. But he turned, but then he was just real slow. So I was just
a little behind him. Then he sped up some. And so he opened the window. I don't know if he or she opened the window. And you know those like clamshell containers that we take those? He opened the window, and inside the clamshell container was a napkin and a cup and so. He opened and threw it out the window at me. It dropped. I think one piece of cup may have hit off the very front of my grill. He just threw it out the window. So there were no cars coming the other way. There was just him and me, and he threw it out the window, then sped up, and then he got up a little bit more, and then he shot his arm out the window. Now, in this particular case, I'm thanking God for the cataracts, but I know which digits on his hand he was flashing at me. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that he went on.
Yeah.
But you know, we just don't know. You don't do anything. You're just there. And there are people who have whatever, hatred, rage, malice in their hearts. And these things happen. And they can happen to any of us for no reason. So that's why we have to stay prayed up.
Amen.
We don't know what we might encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And he really sped up. And I said, well, you know, Lord, don't let him hit anything.
Amen.
But these things happen. To us, and that we don't speed up and try to respond in any way, but the Lord knows. I don't even know who the person was. God knows. I'm so glad that God sees all, knows all. So we just again we thank God that He keeps us. Amen. 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 I'm so glad that the wisdom that is from above is first peaceable. So I thank God for the peace that He can put in our hearts. We're in the midst of traffic or confusion or people laying on horns or throwing things at you. God is still God. Amen. Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. The special offering for today, this being the first Sunday of the month, is for benevolence. And so we may place that offering in the center plate, and we may place our tithes and other offerings in the plates on either side. Just so thankful to God for His
Amen.
Goodness. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, because, Lord, you have kept us, dear Father. And, Lord, you promised, dear God, that you would keep us in perfect peace, Lord, if we keep our minds stayed on thee. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this grace, dear God, wherewith we can stand, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for each heart and soul, dear God, that's here today. We pray, dear God, your choice blessings upon us, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would receive, Lord, these offerings, dear God, as we bring them into your storehouse. We thank you, dear God, for providing for our needs, dear God, as, Lord, you promised you would do. And so we pray, dear God, Lord, as we worship you, dear God, and in obedience to your word in all ways, including, dear God, in giving. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, Lord, and use these offerings to your glory and to your honor. We pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, on how to use and what to use these offerings for, dear God. For truly, Lord, it's yours, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply it as only you can, dear God. Lord, we pray, Father, your blessings upon each gift and each giver. Pray, dear God, that you would use not only these offerings, dear God, but also, dear Father, take our lives, dear God, and use them to your glory and honor, Lord, that souls might be brought into the kingdom. And your name, which is worthy, shall receive all the praise, honor, and glory. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will forego the choir song, Lord's Willing, until next Sunday.
Shall I tell you why I cease from falling? Why I turned away from sin? 'Twas because the love of my Redeemer fully won my heart to him. This is why I love my Savior, why I love to follow him. For he died my soul to ransom, and he washed me from my sin. Do you ask me why I feel so in the things I once did love? 'Tis because I tasted life's pure river flowing from the throne above. This is why I love my Savior, why I love to follow him. For he died my soul to me from my sin. Would you bid me give to all a reason for the hope I now possess? It is Christ in me, the hope of glory, and his perfect holiness. This is why I love my For he died my soul to ransom, and he washed me from my sin. Though the world may look on me with wonder at the change that's taken place, I will walk the downward road no longer. Bless the Lord for saving grace. This is why I love my Savior, why I love to follow him. For he died my soul to ransom, and he washed me from my sin. This is why I love my Savior, why I love to follow him. For he died my soul to ransom, and he washed me from my sin.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise our God. Thank the Lord. That song is a testimony.
Amen.
Testimony. Mm-hmm. For anyone who wants to know, this is why I love my Savior. Why I love to follow him. For he died my soul to ransom, and he washed away my sin.
Amen.
Praise our God. Isn't that enough reason to love our Savior? Amen. Thank God. Thank God for all that he has done for us.
Amen.
We're so thankful for the preceding prayers and songs of praise for the Lord. We know that we've come to hear from the Lord. We've come to hear his word, his precious eternal truth. So we're going to stand and offer a word of prayer before Pastor Jenkins comes before us. We're just so thankful for the Lord and thankful for his word. For we know his word is able to save us, and his word is able to keep us. His word will comfort us, will give us instruction, will show us what we must do and where we must go. And so we thank God for his anointed minister. So we're going to offer up prayer for her before she comes before us. Shall we look to the Lord together? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. We're so thankful, dear God, that we can offer up our praise to you, dear God. Lord, Father, knowing, dear God, what you have done, dear God, for us individually. Lord, the offering that you made for mankind collectively, dear God. But Lord, we know, dear Father, that except that we take the word and apply it to our hearts, except the blood of Jesus Christ be applied to our hearts, dear God. Lord, then your word, dear God, will not be profitable in that life, dear God. And so, Father, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for souls, dear God, who have not, Lord, taken, Lord, your offer, dear Father, of salvation. Lord, we pray, dear God, that through your word you would speak to hearts and minds, dear God. And, Lord, that they would see, Lord, that there's a refuge to be found in thee, dear God, a refuge from sin, a refuge from self. And, Lord, in the end, the everlasting life. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds this morning, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, us hearers, dear God. Lord, that we would hear your word, dear God, that, Lord, we would take it as our meal, dear God. Lord, that we would know, dear God, that if we're nourished up in your word, dear God, and eating all of it, dear God, and obeying your word, dear Father, Lord, that we are doing that which is pleasing and right in your sight. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us hearers, dear God, to receive your word. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins in a very special way. Lord, we're asking, Lord, for you to strengthen her, dear God. Lord, give her, Lord, the knowledge and the understanding, dear God, to preach the word that we need, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless her, dear God. Lord, lift her up, dear Father. Give her utterance, dear God, out of your spirit, dear God, and give her the power to declare the day of the Lord. Have your way, Lord, in her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would bless her, dear God. And Father, pray, Lord, that you would help, you help us, dear God, even to lift her up in prayer, dear God, that your will would be done in all of us. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our pastor, Sister Renee Jenkins. Good afternoon. Give you glory and honor to God, Sister Blake, to this congregation, my companion, Brother Tony. Thank God for each and every one. Thank God for his goodness to us. I know I'm looking out and I'm missing quite a few faces today, but you just thank God we're here. Amen. Amen. Remember them much in prayer. Thank God for our visitor this morning, Erica. I don't have your last name, but we thank God for you being here and thank God for blessing you. We ask that you would trust that you will hear something in the service that will have you to come back. Amen.
Amen.
In your hearing this morning, we read 1 John, the fourth chapter. We read 7 through 21. We would like to go back to the 16th verse of 1 John 4. I trust you have your Bibles with you and something to write with as we get going. We thank God for our Sunday school lesson and just thank God for everything that he has done, the song service this morning, devotional service, Brother Jackson and the prayer that the Lord gave him, Sister Blake, the beautiful prayer. And just thank God for everything that he has done. We would like to look back at verse 16 to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Lord bless.
Amen.
And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, the power of God's love.
Amen.
The power of God's love. All of us, I believe this afternoon, would agree that we serve a wonderful God and that there is nothing like his love toward mankind. His love for us is the greatest thing that he ever did, a love that goes beyond our imaginations, that he would send his only begotten son to die for our sins so that we could be made righteous in his eyes. You see, that's the powerful love of God. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to understand this afternoon and to think about. It may not seem amazing to you, but when we think about the times in which we live, in a world where there's a lot of false love going on, God's love is as strong as it ever was, and it is still available to all mankind. His love is with each and every one of us, wherever you and I go. I know we live in a religious time where many talk about the power of God, but the love the Holy Spirit of God is talking about this afternoon is so powerful that, yes, it changes lives. You see, it changed your life. It changed my life. It has changed millions of lives from wretched sinners to now sons of God. And that love is still alive, and it is able today to do the same. You see, God's love has the power to move a soul from a state of sin. It has the power to move a soul from the state of fear and all the problems that this world holds right now today. It can move them from those states to a place of peace and joy and hope within. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? Have you ever thought about this, that our Heavenly Father is always with us? The psalmist said in 139, division of Psalms, verse 17, these words. He said, how precious, praise our God, also are thy thoughts, O God, how great is the sum of them. He said, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Can we say that this afternoon?
Praise
our God. You see, when you laid down last night, you was with Almighty God. And when you woke up this morning, you are also with Almighty God. God had you on his mind. God had me on his mind. Praise Almighty God. Oftentimes you will hear people say, does God love me? Yes, he does. We are told in Jeremiah 31, verse 33, these words, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You see, our Heavenly Father sent his Son to die for our sins. Jesus died in our place so we can have a relationship with God and that we can be with him forever. Jesus is the only way to Almighty God. Jesus said in John 14, 6, these words, he said, I am the way. Do you believe that this afternoon? He said, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How do we know the love of God is powerful? Just think about it for a moment. The Bible tells you and I in 1 Corinthians the 13th chapter that all the miracle things, the miraculous things that are also manifested, the manifestation of his power will cease. But God's love is eternal and it will never pass away. You see, the power of love supersedes every other form of power. And only love has the ability to overcome human faults, human weaknesses, human failures. Look at 1 Corinthians verse 13, chapter 13, verse 8. And look at what it says there. I know you Bible students know it well. It said charity never faileth. And then you know charity is love. He said, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, he said, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Paul was letting us know and letting the Corinthian believers know there is progress in God. See, when you come to Almighty God, you may have come. We all came in a childlike manner because we did not know the word of God. But as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, we no longer speak as a child. We grow up as a man and woman in Christ Jesus. We know the word of God. That's the maturity we have in knowing him. He went on to say there, he said, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Oh, when Paul had the vision of Almighty God, when he can see it from Jesus' viewpoint, Paul put away those childish things. Saints of God, that's what happened to you and I. When you and I got the vision of Almighty God, we weren't stumbling around, so to speak, in the dark no longer. No, we've been walking in the light of Jesus Christ ever since. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? Oh, yeah, there was a time when we started out this journey, and we didn't know where to place our feet. We didn't know what we were getting into. But as Sister Holmes said this morning, we walk by faith and not by sight. And we had to learn that when we were coming along as babes in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say here, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. He said, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Then he went on and said, now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Praise our God. You see, human love has its limits, but the love of God does not. Jesus demonstrated his love for us by dying while we were yet sinners. Romans 5, verse 7 tells us these words, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, we are told these words. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, saints of God, I don't know about you, but I thank God for his grace this afternoon. I thank God for his loving grace. I thank God for his mercy. He said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Are you rich this afternoon?
Praise God.
Yes, Jesus died on the cross for the remission of our sins. I had someone ask me this question who was struggling to believe what the Bible says. They said, why should we be held accountable for the sins of Adam and Eve? Why do we have to face the consequences of a choice that they made? I believe it is a logical question. I believe the question can be answered in various scriptures throughout the New Testament. There are some in Ephesians and Romans, and there's many other places where Paul and the gospel writers would answer that question. But we are told in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22, these words, for as in Adam, praise our God, he said, all die. You see, all died in Adam. But what? Look at what the word of God continues on there. He said, for as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Oh, that's the part there we need to understand. You can be made alive in Christ Jesus. Yes, as Adam was the firstborn over all creation, whose actions affected all future people. So in Christ Jesus, the firstborn for all future believers, we are made right. What Adam and Eve made wrong. Amen. If we are in Christ, Yes, we are new creatures. Praise be to Almighty God. We have been crucified with him. And as we stay connected to the vine, we will be victors in all the spiritual battles that we face on a daily basis. Not only did we die to our sins with Jesus' death, but we were raised with him. We are told in Ephesians 2, verse 6, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And because we are raised with him and sitting in heavenly places, we are now, as Romans 6, verse 4 says, we walk in newness of life. Praise our God. Now that we are sitting in heavenly places, while we're in this old dark world, we are supposed to be soaring above the things of this old world. Our love for mankind is to be our identifying mark as children of Almighty God. You see, we claim to serve the God of love, and we should mirror his attributes. Jesus said this in John 13, verse 35. He said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Oh, saints of God, I know many in the religious world don't see it like that. Many show little evidence of Christ living in their lives. But nevertheless, if you claim to be a child of God, you've got to have the same attributes as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look at what it says in 1 Peter 4 and chapter 4, verse 8. It said, and above all these things, my. But let us go back just a little bit, saints of God, and get a connection. Praise our God. Let me go back to verse 1, and I'll bring it right on down. The Spirit is showing me. He said, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Someone was talking about having the mind of Brother Byrene during the Sunday school review, was talking about having the same mind as Jesus Christ. Saints of God, it's important that we have a mind change. We've spoken about this many times before. That's why he said, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. If you don't have the mind of Christ Jesus, that means you still have the mind of the old man, and you're still living the life of an old man. But once you get the mind of Jesus Christ, you'll learn how to live for Jesus. He goes on to say, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That's why we live a sin-free life in Christ Jesus. There's no such thing as a sinning Christian, as the world will have you to believe. You've got to be dead to sin in order to live for Jesus. He went on to say that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Are you living to the will of God? If you're living through the will of God, you're not living in the flesh to the lust of men. He said, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. When we walk, oh, saints of God, there was a time when you and I walked in these things. We walked in lasciviousness. We walked in lust, excess of wine, reveling, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Now that you and I are in Christ Jesus, oh, the Spirit of God has a control over us. Thank God for the control of the Spirit of God. We may have been one time out there in the world walking in lasciviousness. We may have had lust. We may have had excess of wine and reveling and everything that goes along with it. But now, saints of God, we have separated ourselves from that old life. Praise be to Almighty God. And we are now walking in newness of life with Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, each and every day when we get up to the dawning of a new day, we don't have to go down at night fighting off the devil and saying, I was doing all these things. And we get down on our knees at night and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins because I sinned all day long. No, when we go down at night, we can thank God for keeping us throughout a day. And we can ask God. I can remember a prayer. Brother PJ prayed one Sunday morning. Excuse me for a second here. I can remember Brother PJ prayed a prayer. And he said, Lord, remember us in our thoughts, in our minds. He said, in our dreams. You know, the enemy will try to come in our dreams and try to bring something up. But you can pray to Almighty God that God will give you a peaceful rest at night. You know, the old prayer that we used to pray as children. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Oh, saints of God, we can pray that God will give us peace in the night, that God will give us a peace in our mind, that the enemy can't come in like a flood on our mind when we're at a restful time. Praise be to Almighty God. He goes on to say here in verse 5, he said, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things, saints of God, is at hand. Be ye therefore sober. Praise our God. And this is not speaking from wine, but we've got to be serious in our walk with God. He said, and watch unto prayer. And look what he says. And above all things, have fervent charity, meaning our charity, our love has to be intense among yourselves. For charity shall what? Cover the multitude of sins. Oh, doesn't say that we were, that charity will forgive sin. But charity will cover when somebody else has sinned against you and I. My, my, my. He said, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Turn with me to James. Chapter 5, verse 20. And look at what James says there. He said, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide what? A multitude of sins. Oh, as we said, this is not saying that our love for mankind saves them from sin. No one can do that but Jesus Christ himself. But our love for another individual, if they have sinned against us or have trespassed against us, we can have the love of Almighty God in us, that we can forgive them of that trespass that they come against us. Praise our God. The only way they can be forgiven of their sins is through the blood of Jesus Christ. But God wants you and I to show love to them. He wants you and I to show them that we have the love of Jesus Christ. Yes, we say that we are saved. The Bible tells us in 1 John 2, verse 6, that anyone that claims to follow Christ ought himself also to walk even as Christ walked. You see, to walk as Christ walked is to walk in love. Praise our God. Turn with me to Ephesians, the first chapter. Oh, I thank God for his word. I thank God. I was listening to Brother Byron when he asked Sister Smith to read the emphasis. And Sister Smith was speaking on how Jesus loved us before the foundation of the world. And I already knew God had it in the word this morning, in the message. But I still wanted to hear what Brother Byron and Sister Smith, the Spirit, had given them to say. You see, this epistle here in Ephesians 1 was written to teach us all about whom we are in Christ Jesus. what we have because of our relationship with him, and how to use what God has given us to the glory and honor of Almighty God. You see, Paul's instructions throughout this epistle are to help us to know how we are to live. Paul wasn't just trying to charm the hearers. No, he was telling them, and you and I today, some very important truths about righteous living. Paul knew that if we could just grasp how deep and wide and long the love of God was and is for you and I, that we would be overflowing with the love of Jesus Christ, and with his love, righteous living would not be something that would be foreign to any of us. Praise our God. Amen. Listen to how Paul began this epistle, this letter to the saints there at Ephesus. He called the believers in Ephesus. He says, saints to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He said in verse 2, he said, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Paul pronounced a blessing upon the people. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Have you thanked God this morning for all your blessings? Have you glorified God for all that God has done for you? He goes on to say, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, praise our God, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Paul went on to say, having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Oh, saints of God, he said, in whom we have redemption. Are you redeemed this afternoon? Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. He went on to say, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Oh, saints of God, this is why we can live as children of light. Let us not let the devil deceive us into thinking anything differently. I know I have had a couple of people ask me, why do I call the brethren saints? And I told them that it's in the Bible. We are called saints because we have been sanctified and set apart for God's exclusive use. And this is how God sees you and I. Every child of God is a saint. Every person who is saved by the grace of God and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ is holy and is set apart for the glory of God and for God's exclusive use in this world. The word saint describes what the Lord has done for us in Christ Jesus. Now that we are saints, Peter says in 1 Peter 2 that we are royalty. Oh, turn with me there for a moment. Oh, when you're set apart for God, you become royalty in Almighty God. Amen. Do you believe that this afternoon? Amen. Look at what he says in 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, praise our God. He said, a royal priesthood and holy nation. Oh, saints, these words mean something. They mean something. When you say you're a child of God, Peter is letting us know we're a chosen generation. And I believe there's something to be chosen by Almighty God. He said, a royal priesthood and holy nation. A peculiar people, and this peculiar doesn't mean we are funny, but we mean we are set apart for Almighty God. Amen. He said that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness. Are you out of darkness, saints, this afternoon into his marvelous light? He said, which in times past, oh, there was a time, oh, saints of God, when you and I walked in darkness. Oh, but we are no longer walking in darkness now. We are walking in the marvelous light of Almighty God. He said, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? He said, which in time past we were not a people, but are now the people of God. Are we now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy? Praise our God, which had not, obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you. Oh, he went on to say, as strangers and pilgrims. You know, we're strangers in this old world, because now that we're in Christ Jesus, we no longer walk according to the course of this old world. He said, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. When we came to the Lord Jesus by faith, God saved our souls. He imputed the righteousness of Christ to our account. Romans, the third chapter, verse 21, says these words, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. He said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30 says these words, but of him are ye in Christ. Are you in Christ this afternoon? But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. Oh, and then we're told in Philippians, the third chapter, all these words, Paul said in verse 9, the Philippians 3, he said, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Praise our God. See, Paul called them faithful in Christ. Are we faithful? Are we faithful to the cause of Jesus Christ? Are we faithful to the things that we are supposed to be doing for God? I thank God for the prayer this morning that he gave to Brother Jackson. Amen. And how Brother Jackson spoke about loving this way. How Brother Jackson spoke about that he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Praise our God. That's a testimony, saints of God. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. See, you know, he knows that it is the power of God unto salvation. And that's a testimony for each and every one of us in a dark world in which we live, to be able to tell the world that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because we know, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for being a faithful in Christ Jesus. Thank God that we are saved and sanctified by God. And now we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Amen. And as a result of our new life, we live a different life than the world around us. In other words, those who know the Lord, we're holy. We live faithful lives. Right here in a world that does not know him. But he loved this world enough that he sent his only begotten son to die to redeem mankind back to him. In our scripture text this morning, we are told in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. You see, if it had not been for the love of God, where would we be today? God loved us by giving of himself for us through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus loved us by giving his life for us. Brother Byron said this morning at the close of Sunday school, in one of his gospels, it lets us know that when he was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, that his blood was as, his sweat was as drops of blood. He agonized in the garden. He agonized because he knew that he had a cup he had to take. He knew that he had you and I on his mind. He knew it wasn't about that he could just back out of this and that mankind would be saved. No, he knew there was no other name under heaven where mankind could be saved. And that salvation had to come through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Yes, he agonized on it. But he never once, the word of God never once said, he said that he didn't want to go. But he just asked God, was there another way? He was praying to Almighty God. You see, saints of God, that just reminds me that when we get in a situation, there may be something pressing sore against us, and we may not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And we may say, you know, Lord, this is pressing heavy down on me. We may have fasted. We may have prayed. We may have been down on our knees. And we've been crying out to Almighty God. And we may say to God, can you find another way, Lord, for me to go through this? Right now, I don't believe I'm able. But by your grace and your mercy, I'm going to stand true to what you're sending me through. You're allowing to come my way. How many have been there? There's times when stuff has pressed sore against us. I know, saints of God, there are saints right here in our congregation where God healed them from cancer. I know that they went through a lot. I can remember, Brother Byron, if you don't mind, when I was at the hospital the day he had to go in, and I was there with his companion, Judy. And we were there, and she was saying to me, she said, Renee, she said, you don't know all of what he went through. And I said to her, no, I don't, but I just suffered a loss of mom, and I know what she went through. But then she began to explain to me. She began to tell me about how the cancer, when they put that serum or whatever it is in his body, how his body lit up, and there showed cancer was all throughout his body. I began to break down because I knew right then and there, I knew it was the power of Almighty God that did not only deliver my biological brother, but my brother in Christ Jesus. And God showed me that power is still here today. No matter what we're going through, the power, the love of Jesus Christ can overshadow you in a way that the devil cannot penetrate your soul. Praise be to Almighty God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The devil will try, but the devil is not able. If you stand firm and standing on God's eternal word. Brother, that day when I was sitting there, saints of God, he pulled off his hat. He said, sis, and I looked up and I said, praise be to God, you're still alive.
Amen.
And now his head, he said, his bald head is a testimony to what God brought him through.
Praise.
Don't ever be ashamed of what God can bring you through.
Praise.
Somebody needs to hear the power of God's love and what God is able to do. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise our God. John 15, verse 13 says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You see, love started with God. And our love is a responding love. It is a grateful love for what God has done for us. God's love toward us, if received and believed, it will create within us by the Holy Spirit of God a love for one another. That is how salvation is of Almighty God. First, God takes the initiative. He first loved you and I. He reached down to us in love. And that result was a transformation from a sinner to a saint in Christ Jesus. Someone might ask, when did God love us? Oh, eternity past. He chose us, as we read in Ephesians 1. He chose us before the foundation of the world. That is the amazing love of Almighty God. Before you and I even existed, he chose to love us. He chose to adopt us. That's what it was saying in the Word of God there in Ephesians. Turn back there for a moment and look at what he says in verse 4. He said, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Praise our God. You see these verses? They take you and I into eternity past, and they reveal to us how the Lord formed his church before the world began. They teach us about God's eternal purpose in our salvation. All these verses remind us of one essential, enormous, and important truth, and that is that you and I were not an afterthought. Praise our God. Neither were we just some individuals who just had some good sense to call on Jesus for salvation one day. No. These verses teach us that we have been on God's heart for a long time. Amen. That we are important to Almighty God. And that the power of God's love toward mankind was manifested in his son. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, I know in our world today, people are looking for self-esteem. People are having identity crisis over who they are. And this is starting to filter down into our children's saints.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you saying, Sister Renee? They're having problems identifying with who they are. Oh, just look around, saints of God. We are hearing about it in great numbers. I read identity crisis is a loss of sense, of self, and driving purpose, and a feeling of aimlessness and pointlessness. Commercial after commercial on television, pushing medication to deal with depression. And this is no way making fun of anyone's situation. The Holy Spirit is letting us know that people are literally feeling the effects of a world without Jesus. People are without hope, and it is causing many to have suicidal thoughts and feelings of loneliness that are leading to depression. I agree, the things in this life are depressing right now, but Jesus is the remedy for all mankind. David said, in the 61st division of Psalms, verse 1, he says these words. He said, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Oh, saints of God, I've used this scripture many times when I've been overwhelmed. David said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So you can cry out to God when things don't seem to be going the way you think they ought to be going. He went on to say, for thou hast been a shelter. Have you found God to be a shelter? He said, for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Oh, our God is our refuge, saints of God. Amen. Sister said it earlier on. She didn't know it was in the message, but she said, God is our refuge. David went on to say, he said, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Praise our God. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. He said, thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. Praise be to God. We can ask God to preserve us. He says, so will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. You see, when this life gets to be a little overwhelming, you and I have a shelter in God. Turn to Psalms 46 and look at what it says there. It says in verse 1, it said, God is our refuge and a strength, a very present help in trouble. My. I want you to listen to something this afternoon. I want you to listen to this hymn that we oftentimes sing. He said, I found a refuge now from every sorrow, joy everlasting and sweet. I see this world with all his sinful follies conquered at my feet. Oh, could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea? Then turning from them, I would gladly whisper, Christ has set me free. Are you free this afternoon? He said, far brighter than the shining stars above me, beaming with beauty and grace, adorned in heaven's majesty and splendor, is my resting place. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breath. Are you leaning on Jesus this afternoon? And while the storms without is madly raging, he said, I have perfect rest. Saints of God, we can have perfect rest in Jesus Christ. You see, when we find our refuge in him, we found a refuge from life's cares and a hiding in the love of Jesus, because we know that he understands our soul's deep longing. You see, the world will tell you that how you deal with depression and anxiety is to take some type of pill that will miraculously take away your thoughts, or those thoughts are what you might be going through. But the only joy and peace for a soul is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
How many know what I'm talking about? There's no Tylenol or ibuprofen on the market that can do what Jesus Christ can do for you. I don't care what kind of medicine they give you to try to calm your nerves. I know back in the day they used to say to give the children Ritalin to calm them down. My parents never believed in Ritalin, but they believed in the rod of correction that would calm you down.
Amen.
And I believe it's still today the same thing.
Amen.
See, everybody wants the pharmacists and the psychiatrists and all the pharmaceutical companies. They're making billions of dollars off of individuals who are looking for some way to see that their life has meaning, when all they've got to do is come to Jesus Christ. People, yes, today are very desperate. They're turning to the internet. They're turning to seminars, drugs, trying to find themselves. Others have attached themselves to people who they think are already somebody. But the Holy Spirit of God wants you to know this afternoon that you will never find your self-worth in someone else. If you to find self-worth, look no further than Jesus Christ himself. When you come to understand that you are chosen in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world, that understanding will do much more for your self-worth and your self-esteem than any book on the New York Times bestsellers list. I know there's a lot of prominent TV evangelists on that list with books such as Your Best Life Now, Favor, Abundance, and Joy, Step Into Your Purpose, and many more are on that bestseller list. But there is nothing wrong, and I say to you, there is nothing wrong with reading a good book. But the bestseller I found is the B-I-B-L-E. Oh, the song says, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Praise our God. When you come up with the word of God and you began to read through the pages of the Bible, you will find that our God is nigh, and that there are precious promises that he has made to us. And with those promises, there is precious joy in knowing Jesus Christ as the author and finisher of our faith. Praise our God. How many know what I'm talking about? Jesus is the one that is sitting on the throne of grace and mercy. He's the one sitting next to Almighty God. We learned about that in our Sunday school lesson last Lord's Day, that Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2, verse 15 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." He has the day watch. He has the afternoon watch. And he is the night watchman of our soul. Praise our God. Oh, think about it, saints. If you're saved, God picked us out before the foundation of the world. He placed our name in the Lamb's book of life before he made the world. He chose you. He chose me. I don't understand why, and I don't understand how. I do not have all the answers to all the questions that might rise, but I still rejoice in knowing, because I know it is true. God chose us, and he made us somebody in him. You see, when you are in Christ Jesus, you are in the family of God. Turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, and look at what it says there, starting with the 16th verse of Romans 8. It said, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." He said, "And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together." And we are told these words in 2 Corinthians 5 by Paul, that you and I are new creatures in Christ Jesus. See, we are not just cleaned out. We are not just covered over. We are new. And this newness manifests itself in our spiritual condition, also in our relationships and in our heart. In Christ, we are alive for the first time. Ephesians 2, verse 1 describes the old self. It says we were dead in trespasses and sin, but in Christ, our new self is at peace with God and alive in him. And now that we are alive, God has conformed us to his image. Romans 8, verse 29. Look at verse 29 of this same scripture text we're at right now. And look at what he says here. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And then he released us from condemnation. Go back to first verse of Romans 8. He said, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." See, in our relationship with God, we are no longer his enemies. We are his children. We are joint heirs with Christ. Turn with me to Romans, the 3rd chapter. This passage of scripture describes the old self as enemies of God. Look at verse 10 and 11, and look what it says. "That is, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God." And then in Hosea 2, verse 23 says, "I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, And they shall say, thou art my God. And then in Galatians 3, verse 26, tells us about our new position in Christ. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, saints of God, yes, there was a time when you and I were strangers and foreigners. But we are now, according to Ephesians 2, verse 19, fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Praise our God. You see, that's the power of God's love. The old self is gone, and the new is part of one body in Christ Jesus. Not only are we part of the family of God, but we are a unified part. Look at what it says there in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. I know you may have to go home tonight and read over some of these, but oh, praise be to God. I had to read them over as God was giving them to me. And so, Lord, bless that you'll be able to read and understand a little bit more. He went on to say there in verse 25, he said of that scripture reading of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Oh, my. I think I wrote it down wrong here. The one I want was, but now God has set the members. Verse 18 it is. But now has God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. We are a unified body in Christ Jesus. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble, meaning more weak, meaning need a little bit more encouragement. They're still necessary saints of God in the body. He said, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable. Oh, brother spoke about this, did he not? He said, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh. Oh, my. He used our human body to describe how we are. Many of us, I know I have. I've broken my baby toe, and I know with a broken toe, it is hard to stand. There are times when you're not able to stand, and you have to try to maneuver it around. And one thing about it, you go to the doctor and do all these things and try and go in there and pay for all those x-rays only for them to say you have a broken toe and all they can do is wrap it and then have to heal on its own. But we know one thing. When our eye hurts, and you can't see out of it, we know it turns your body off. Your equilibrium is a little bit off and you're not able to stand up. There are times when your finger may hurt. You may burn yourself, burn your leg or burn your arm. And you know that member of that body is essential. So each and every one of us in the body of Christ is essential. Praise our God. We're told also in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, these words. He says there in verse 16, from whom the whole body, he says, fitly joined together and compacted, by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. My. With our new heart set on Jesus, now we become less concerned about this old world and more concerned about the things of Almighty God. Amen. And living to please him, living a holy and righteous life in this present world. You see, we've now gone from being the enemies of Christ to his children. In Christ Jesus, we have become more like him. Notice the compassion he had for us. Turn back to our scripture reading from this morning, 1 John 4, Look at verse 9 and look at what it says there. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, without God's love, where would we be? Yes, he did it all for you. Yes, he did it all for me. Notice how the love of God transcended anything humanity is able to produce. He put his great love on display when Jesus Christ died for those who were yet sinners. You see, when we were still wicked and wayward, our Savior died for us. He did not die for people who loved him, but he died for the very people who had crucified him. He died for the ungodly. That is exactly what happened at Calvary. Jesus Christ died for the sins of his enemies. He died to deliver those who hated him. That's the power of God's love. Oh, what boundless compassion he has. May we never look at this old crazy world again. We're living in a confused world. And say, if God is love, then why do bad things happen to good people? Oh, that is foolishness.
Amen.
We learned about that on Wednesday night. Life happens to all of us. Jesus told us in Matthew 5, verse 45, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Sometimes as believers, we seem surprised that we must go through a time of trial or suffering. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The word of God does not promise us a perfect and easy life.
Amen.
If we follow Jesus and we live according to his ways. We are told these words in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Just because the enemy is pressing sore against us, it does not mean we have to fall short of the glory of God. It is disturbing to me, I don't know about you saints, to see how quickly some believers exhibit that old man and devilish lifestyle that they said that they had crucified when something is going wrong in their life. What has the devil ever done for mankind that would make you leave God and go back and serve him after you've tasted all the goodness that God has done for you? Many go back to swearing and cursing and taking the Lord's name in vain. That ought not to be. Exodus 20, verse 7 says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 18, for if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. You see, once you step back into the realms of that old man, you are not a child of God. You see that when we that call ourselves righteous, we are those who know the ways of God, and we keep those ways. We love him no matter what life happens to throw at you and I. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy our might. When we love him, we will seek to know him better. We will follow him. You see, the Bible is full of precious promises for the righteous. Yes, our God has promised blessings beyond blessings for those who love him and those who will keep his commandments. One of those blessings is for protection from our enemies who would do us harm. God is our strength, our shield. We are told in the 28th division of Psalms, verse 7, these words. Look at what the psalmist left on record for you and I. Sometimes, saints of God, it just takes us getting into the Bible and digging into the word of God. And if we can find the help that we need when we're going through something. But the psalmist says there in verse 7, he said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Do you believe that God is our strength and our shield this afternoon? He said, my heart trusteth in him. Do you trust God this afternoon? Are you trusting in God and in his eternal word? He said, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and my song will I praise him. Sometimes when you're going through something, all you need to do is begin to call out the Almighty God and know that the Lord is your strength and your shield, and your heart has got to trust God to get you through the situation. And then when you're going through, God will give you a song. There's times, and the word of God says that he giveth songs in the night. I've heard the saints say it. Many have said they've woken up in the middle of the night and God has a song on their heart. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
There are times when things are going on and the enemy is pressing sore against us, and he and they have, things are happening in a nanosecond. God will bring a song or a peace, a comfort over you, and you'll know that God is in the midst of that situation. How many know what I'm saying this afternoon? I know that all of us have been in situations that have pressed us sore, that have made us upset, and we may have gotten angry, but we are told in Ephesians 4, verse 26, be angry and sin not. Just because we are upset about something, God does not want us to sin.
Amen.
But he wants us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is able to deliver when the enemy comes in like a flood. He said the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard up against him.
Amen.
Yes, our God is able to deliver us from any situation that we might be in. We don't have to stoop back down to the world standards, but we take a stand for righteousness. The Apostle Paul said to the Roman believers, turn again with me to Romans, the 8th chapter. He says these words to them. Look at what he says there in that scripture reading, starting there with verse 35. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Oh, Paul broke it down for us. He said, shall tribulation, oh, saints of God, we're going to be tried. We're going to have some tribulation.
Yes.
He said, or distress or persecution. They persecuted our Lord and Savior. So how about you and I? He went on to say there, he said, or famine or nakedness or peril. Peril means danger or sword. He said, as it is written, for thy sake, and that is for the sake of Jesus Christ. He said, we are killed all the day long. There are people who don't like the idea we're saved. There are people who don't like the idea that we may say to them, well, I've got to pray about it. You know, oftentimes you'll be doing something and someone will come and they'll say, well, I need you to do this right now. And you say, well, I need to pray and ask Almighty God. He went on to say, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He said, for I am persuaded. This is Paul speaking. Listen to what he's saying to you and I. Paul has given us the assurance that you and I need. And we can say these same things, saints of God, that if we are firmly established in the work of Almighty God, and we are firmly established in our salvation. Paul says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are we there yet, saints? Praise our God. We ought to be able to say that and have the same assurance as Paul, that by the grace of God, no matter what comes my way, that we've settled it, that we can be like Job in the Old Testament. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Are we there? And we trust God when we're going through something. Oh, my, my, my. My. We've got to learn, saints of God. We've got to get there. Oh, I myself know There was a time when I didn't understand it either. And I thought, oh, Lord, how can I? How can I go through these things? But I've got to learn how to lean. I had to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. Because I knew God, he was my guide and he was my strength. And all I've got to learn that, and I go into the Word of God, and I find strength in the Scriptures so that I can stand in these evil days. My, my, my. Plus, I know other believers have been through a lot more than what I've been through. Some been through a lot more than what you and I have been through. And they stay true to Almighty God. Oh, our Father, Heavenly Father has transforming power to keep us from falling. We're told in Jude 24, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Praise God. Yes, his old world is full of hurt. Oh, we know it. It's full of pain. It's full of sorrow. But Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In Christ Jesus, we can find the power to live for him even in a world that has fallen into sin and corruption. Jesus warned us in Matthew, I ask you to read in your leisure, the 24th chapter, about the time in which we are living right now. But he says there in verse 12, he says us these words to us, and because iniquity shall abound, meaning shall multiply. Are we seeing sin multiplying things?
Yes.
He said, the love of many shall wax cold. This lets us know, since sin has abounded, that the people of God are. Yes, we were going to be faced with adversity. But this is where we need to have on the whole armor of God that Brother Marie spoke about during our Bible study. That we may be able to stand in the evil days against the wiles of the devil. Persecution doesn't mean that we have to give up on God and go back to the old way of living. But when we are persecuted, we are to hold on to the promises of God. And yes, our God will see us through. And as we abide in him and he in us, we will be lifted above whatever that trial that you and I are facing. Praise our God that we may run and not grow weary. Oh, our yoke of service will be easy. And yes, our burden will be light. Praise God. I read this quote the other day. It said, earthly wisdom is doing what comes naturally. Godly wisdom is doing what the Holy Spirit compels us to do. Praise our God. Even though we live in a dishonest and perverted, wicked, and evil world, there is a way for us to remain godly and saints of God to let our light shine in the darkness. Yes, there are times when we have been faithful to the cause of Christ Jesus and our trials still come. But let us rest assured that these trials come simply to test and purify our faith in God. Turn with me to 1 Peter 1 and look at what it says there in verse 6. It says to us, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Have you been there, saints? Oh, there's sometimes it seems like it keeps right on coming, right? But he went on to say, Sister Carol, one thing right after another. Then he went on to say, the trial of your faith. Oh, saints of God, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, come on, saints, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. See, the trying of our faith. Oh, our faith is going to be tried. Oh, but all we have to do is stand, saint. Stand and be glorified in God. And know that our God will carry us through. Knowing that our God will bless us. He will bring us through every situation. That if we stay true to God, we don't have to get out of sorts. We don't have to look at all the impurities in this life where we live and get all upset. But we can focus on living for Almighty God, even in the midst of a trial in a storm. Praise our God. Praise our God. We share God's glory. Or we share Christ's glory, I should say. And when we share his glory, we can stand, saints of God. We can stand when the enemy comes in. Oh, Jesus took care of us. He went to that cross. He paid our sin debt. And we're going to have to suffer some things and some trials. And we can share in the glory of Almighty God. Look at Paul, how Paul said it in Romans 8, verse 18. Oh, praise be to God. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory, oh, saints of God, which shall be revealed in us. And also Paul said in another passage in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 13, these words. He said, but if there be no resurrection, I think I've got the wrong scripture there. But Paul said in another scripture text, maybe it's 2 Corinthians, saying, Paul let us know that he reckoned that the suffering of our time right now that you and I are going through, he let us know that it's not worthy to be compared with the joy. Oh, you think about it, with the glory which will be revealed in us. There's going to be a glory revealed in us. We're going to go through something. Things are going to happen, but we can stand for Almighty God. We don't have to get out of sorts, but we can still stand for God even in the midst of a trial. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, our trials and suffering, they make us stronger in our faith with the Lord. We heard this from Brother Byron on Wednesday night. Many think that suffering comes because of circumstances or because someone has sinned. However, that is not true in all cases. Sometimes we suffer attacks from the enemy simply because we are a child of God.
Amen.
Jesus said to his disciples in John 9, turn with me there for a moment. I know you Bible students know it well. Jesus was there speaking with his disciples there in John, the 9th chapter. And look at what it says there in verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. You think about it, saints of God, but the works of Christ should be made manifest in him. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I know I've been there when I first started to live for the Lord. I thought and believed that if my circumstances would change, I'd be able to act right or live right for God. I felt this was because I lacked knowledge of the things of God. You see, when you lack knowledge of the things of God, you don't know that you have to live right regardless to whatever your circumstances are. You see, I had zeal, but I didn't have knowledge. With knowledge, I would have known that. Because God loves me. God was trying to mature me and stable me in my walk with him so that we act right even when none of our circumstances are good. None of us like affliction. None of us like chastisement. But David said these words in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted that I might learn thy statutes. When we go through something, we learn to lean on God to get us through. The late Andrew Crouch said it this way. He said, I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve them.
Yeah.
I never know what faith in God could do. I've been to lots of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There have been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own.
Amen.
I had many tears and sorrows. I had questions for tomorrow. There had been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come only to make me strong. Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Oh, are you leaning on Jesus? Oh, are you leaning on him? I know oftentimes folks will say that our faith is described as a crutch, a tool that's used by the weak, so we can depend on God rather than solving problems ourselves. But I don't know about you. I need a crutch in Jesus. I can't walk without him.
Amen.
I can't go forward in my life. Oh, Jesus is my crutch. I can lean on him. He is the one that gives us hope. He is the one that gives us power to live. He is the one that when we are there all alone by ourselves, we can cry out to Almighty God. We are told these words in Lamentations 3, verse 22. It said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Our God has been faithful to us, hasn't he, saints? He said, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Is your hope in God this afternoon?
Praise.
The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Praise our God.
You,
we are in deep despair. We need to reach out to Jesus. And when we reach out, reach the end of our strength, we need to learn to trust God's love. Our God has never lost anyone. You see, there are different levels, yes, of faith. And most of the time we want to use our faith to get rid of our problems. But sometimes God's plan is for us to exercise a higher level of faith that will carry us through these life's challenges. It requires us to get greater faith to be delivered from a situation. Too oftentimes we marvel at the delivering power of God, and there's nothing wrong with that, saints of God. But let us not overlook his keeping, his strengthening, and his enabling power to get through a situation. Praise our God.
Amen.
That's the power of love. Amen? Yes, we are sustained by his love, and his power is greater than yours and mine. Praise our God. Let us know, saints of God, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when we reach the end of our rope, so to speak, that we can reach out to him, and we know that he loves us, and we know that his love can and will lift us up. How many have been there? Sometimes I believe that many Christians suffer because they're too busy seeking carnal knowledge, and they're not trying to get help from God instead of going to the word of God. The Lord himself said in Hosea 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Brother Levesser, during our Bible study, he shared with us the importance of studying and getting into the word of God so that we could be fed. We heard him say many times during our study, it takes time to be holy. He, along with Brother Byron, shared, we received a week of good nourishment from the word of God. Brother Levesser told me, he said, Sister Renee, it was like a revival. Brother Byron said it was food for our souls. Saints of God, we're ever going to learn how to live before we die. We've got to get into the word of God and eat. All the hymnal says, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Are we there yet? Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Oh, saints of God, we got to ask God to fill us up. We got to ask God to give us the word of God so we can stand in these evil times. In the word of God, we know the Apostle Paul, yes, he was an educated man with a wealth of carnal knowledge. But when Paul realized the importance of spiritual knowledge, he said these words in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Like Paul, we need to realize the importance of learning spiritual things. Turn with me to Galatians, the 6th chapter, and look at what it says there, starting in the 8th verse. It said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap. Oh, my corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Thanks of God, when we get into the word of God and we begin to sow those things that are going to be everlasting in God, we are going to reap life everlasting. What are you saying, Sister Renee? I know a lot of times we quote this scripture and we go there in verse 7 and we say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Oh, but thanks of God, you think about it in the spiritual way. You think about it when we think of the fact that now that we are children of God, we are living for Almighty God. We are now sowing fruit of righteousness. Now we are able to reap the benefits that God has put in the word of God, the goodness of Almighty God. We're able to eat from the vine, the good fruit that God has in the word of God. We are no longer out there in the world and sowing all kinds of evil and sinful things, but now we are sowing the things of all, have sowing righteousness and faith in God, so now we can reap from those things. Praise our God. Thank God for that. Thank God you have a new life in Christ Jesus. Oh, when you think about your old life, think about where God brought us from. Oh, you can be thankful this afternoon. Oh, my. You see, there's no doubt in my mind as to the power of the love of God. I challenge everyone to look back at the place called Calvary, where Jesus went for you and I. There's never been, and there never will be, a greater demonstration of God's love for us. He sent his only begotten son. He allowed him to be bruised for you and I. We are told in the word of God in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, and we are told these words, and believe it is in verse 11 or 10 of that scripture, verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He was eternal. He was the beloved Son of Almighty God. Yet it pleased God to bruise him for you and I. So therefore, saints of God, let us live righteously and soberly. Let us live with love in our hearts for one another. Praise our God. We ought to be this afternoon guilty of being in love with Jesus with every fiber of our being. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You know, and they talk about when young people are starting out, they say, oh, they're so in love. Saints of God, are we so in love with Jesus that we will not live a sinful life and try to say that it's all under the blood? Are we so in love with Jesus that we'll know the sacrifice that he made for our life, and that we will do everything in our power to live righteously and soberly and godly in this present world. Are we so in love with Jesus that we will understand when he says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is, the more you see the day approaching that God wants us to come together as a family of God? Amen. Are we so in love with Jesus, as Brother Byron said, can we go out into the highway and hedges and compel others to come in that God's house might be filled, no matter what they smell like, no matter what they look like? Are we that in love with Jesus? Praise our God. Sometimes, saints of God, I think we need to look back. We need to thank him for all that he's done for us, all that he's been for us. His love for you and I was unconditional. His Father's love for us was unconditional. In verse 9 of our scripture text this morning, it said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. You see, saints, if we stop right there, that is enough for us to know just how great the love of God was for all mankind. Praise our God. His love transcends any notion or any thought that it was just for a select few. But his love was for the world. Praise our God. His love was universal. It included all mankind. However, we know not that all are going to believe. Not all are going to come to God because he loved them. But he loved us enough. And he left it on record for you and I so that we can take a few moments out of our busy days and just reflect on God's love. Look at what our scripture reading said this morning. It said, herein, in verse 10, is love. And not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for us. And he was the appeasement. Beloved, God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Do we have that unity? Do we have that brotherly love? No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Oh, thanks to God, what a difference Jesus has made in our lives. Praise our God. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Oh, and then he went on, and he says to us, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love does what? Casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And then it says, we love him because he first loved us. In closing, I want you to listen to the words of this hymn. We oftentimes sing as saints of God. He said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Souls in dangers, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be. Be saved today. Love lifted me.
Praise God.
When nothing else could help, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Amen.
God bless you is my prayer.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for his word. The power of God's love. Amen. Did something for us that nothing else and no one else could do.
Amen.
The power of God's love took us from a path bound for hell.
Amen.
To a hope of everlasting life.
My. Praise.
Praise God. That's the power of God's love to transform us. Pastor talked about it. Made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. The power of God's love. One of the scriptures that Pastor Jacobs gave us was that scripture in Psalm 28:7 that said, the Lord is my strength and my shield.
Amen.
My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Doesn't matter what the situation is.
Yeah.
If you're lost in sin, you trust in the Lord, cast all your cares upon him and repent. You're going to be helped.
Amen.
You're going to be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
Amen.
You're going to be helped.
Amen.
It said, therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. We talk about him being worthy of praise.
Amen.
Even at the beginning of the service. That eighth verse goes on to say, the Lord is their strength. You turn your life to the Lord, he'll be your strength.
Yes, he will.
The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed.
My.
He is the saving strength.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to bring us out of our situations.
Amen.
Or to give us grace to stand, if it be his will, within the situation.
Amen.
He is the saving strength of his anointed.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins talked about being anointed, being set apart for the Lord. And he is able. That's what the power of his love can do for us.
Amen. Praise.
Thank God for his word. Thank God for his great love.
Amen.
What shall we sing?
403.
Number 403 in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Number 403 in the worship of the Lord. I surrender all. That's what it takes.
Amen.
That's what it takes. Humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God. Give up that old life that we thought we were in control of. We were really never had any control. I surrender all.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all.
That second verse, in singing this, we have to surrender everything, to commit ourselves to God, giving up sin, giving up worldly pleasures. It says, worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. But Jesus won't take us unless we've given up all. Amen. In order to say, take me, Jesus, that's a full surrender, because we have to be willing to give up sin and self and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. To give up all the worldly pleasures. Amen. To crucify that old man, that old life, to mortify the deeds of the flesh. That's what it takes in order for the Lord to take us, in order to be meet for the Master's use, in order to be worthy, we have to surrender everything. So we can't be, and Pastor Jenkins said it in the message, there's no such thing as a sinning Christian. So we, everything, all those things that we used to do knowing that they were against the will of God, but still wanting to do them anyway, those have to be cast aside if we want the Lord to accept us as his children, if we want the saving strength of God that our sins might be washed away. We've got to surrender all of it. Amen. Amen. We have to be led by the Spirit. We're told in the Word of God, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that leading has to begin with coming and bowing at an altar of repentance. Letting the Spirit, Holy Spirit, draw us and yielding to the Spirit of God and his leading. Amen. Is there one? Is there one? Amen. Amen. And even those who may be listening by phone or who are on the internet, you can bow where you are. God sees you. God knows your heart. You can bow and pour out your heart to God. I attended a funeral in which the eulogist said many good things. But then at the end, he implored everybody who was present to close their eyes and to repeat the sinner's prayer after him. And there were many voices that I heard who repeated that sinner's prayer. But repeating the words of someone else is not repentance.
Amen.
We're told that we have to have godly sorrow. We're told godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. But it has to be godly sorrow and contrition and being sorry for sinning against God, for living a life in sin and wanting to change that life. And asking for God to forgive one of their sins. And it has to come from the individual's heart. And not repeating what someone else said that probably was printed on some piece of paper somewhere. Nor was there any mention of living for Christ. There was no mention of giving up sin. There was no mention of obeying the word of God. There was no mention of walking in the light as it shines on your pathway. There was no mention of assembling yourself in the house of God with children of God, with saints. Because salvation is not by a recipe. It's not by a formula. We're told by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we have to come in full surrender to God, willing to live for God all the rest of our days, to commit our lives to God for as long as we live. And surrendering all to God.
Amen.
And if God, through the grace of God, through the blood of Jesus, saves us and forgives us of sin, then we have to continue on that way. There's no turning back.
Amen.
No matter what our life situation might be, no matter what hard times might come, because God does not excuse sin. God will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but God does not excuse sin and say, oh, well, you know, they were going through a hard time, and so they can't help it. No, God has something better for us than that.
Amen. Amen.
That scripture that we read talked about saving strength. And that's why we need that whole armor of God.
Amen.
That we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Not lay down, not surrender to the devil.
Amen.
We surrender to God.
Amen.
We submit ourselves to God and we resist the devil.
Praise
and
God.
He will flee from us.
Amen.
Amen. But we've got to be surrendered to God.
Amen.
In all things. Amen. Amen. Shall we? We'll sing those other verses. Again, we're talking not just to those who are in this building, but to those who are on the phone, those who are on the internet, anyone else who may be hearing, anyone else who heard the message that was preached and knows that they need God. They need to surrender to God. We implore you, surrender to the Lord.
To Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, holy thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Even that fourth verse, just in keeping with the message, said, all to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. You remember the subject of the message, the power of God's love. The power of God's love when we surrender. He can shower us with his blessings. Amen. Amen. I want the Lord to fill me with
Amen.
His love and power. I want his blessings
Amen.
To fall on me.
Yes.
Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer?
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious word this morning. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, showing us your great love. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for your power, dear Father, to change lives. We thank you, dear God, for showing us in your word, dear Father, what you have done, Lord, for those who have taken you at your word, Lord, and have received you, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for showing and pointing the way, dear God, for those who have not, Lord, yet accepted you, dear Father. Lord, who have not turned their life over to you. For, Lord, we know, dear God, Father, that just because, Lord, they have not come to you, Lord, that does not diminish in any way, Lord, your power of love. That does not diminish, Lord, your love for mankind, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word that was preached to us this day. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for empowering her, Lord, to preach your anointed word, Lord, to us, dear Father, and to all who heard it. We pray, dear God, you would continue, Lord, to bless and use her to your glory. Lord, we took your word in, Lord. We heard it, dear Father. And we realize, dear God, that we are now responsible, dear Father, for your word. We are responsible, dear God, Lord, to obey it, dear Father. And when we obey it, dear God, it is for our good, Lord. It is for our benefit, dear God. Father, it will, Lord, lead us on, dear God, to realms unknown, to everlasting life, dear Father. But, Lord, if we reject it, Lord, we reject it at our own peril, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to all hearts who heard this message this morning, dear Father, knowing, dear God, Father, that you're able, Lord, to save to the uttermost all who will come to you in faith, dear God, believing, Lord, the word that was preached today. Lord, help us, dear God, to measure to all of your word, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to be fully submitted and fully committed unto thee, dear God. Lord, those of us who are called by your name, Lord, we give you glory, dear Father, for one day speaking peace to our hearts, dear God. For, Lord, you saved us, Lord, when no one else could, dear Father. And, Lord, we, dear Father, dear God, Lord, we lift you up, Lord, as an example, dear God. Lord, to others, dear Father, that they too might know you in the free pardon of their sins, dear God. Help us, Lord, as Father, we want to be worthy. We want to walk worthy of thee, dear God. Lord, we want, Lord, to know your love and your power, dear God. Lord, we want your blessings to fall upon us, Lord. You saw our upraised hands, dear God. And, Lord, we truly, dear God, do not want to fall short of the glory of God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to measure to your word. Help us, Lord, to meditate on it. Help us, Lord, to consider it, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to walk day by day, Lord, in the word that you have given to us. For, Lord, we don't need to walk, dear God, without your guidance, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, in your love, dear Father, you guide us by your word, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to walk, dear God, in the light as you shine it on our pathway. Then, Lord, once again, Lord, we speak to hearts, dear God, who have not surrendered to thee. We pray, dear God, Lord, that you would extend your mercy, dear God, just a little while longer, dear Father. Lord, that they might come to you, dear God, while there is yet time. Have your way, dear God, and truly we give you glory, dear God, and thank you, Lord, for your word. Have your way, Lord, in our lives, dear God. Lord, we'll give you glory and praise, Lord, forevermore. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. My God. Lord,
thank you, Lord,
remember those who are unsaved, Lord.
Amen.
My God. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? I got so much from the message. I thank God for it this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
Thank God. Sister Lawrence.
I would like to thank the Lord for the message. I have a lot of
Amen.
Bless you,
Sister Lawrence. Are there others?
Oh, how I love
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen.
Praise our God. For the Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the message.
Thank
Wonderful
God.
Message. Got my portion out of it.
Amen.
Truly, when you got over there, I was reading about, because I was just thinking of that scripture about when it said, who sent him? And I thought, wow, you know, thank the Lord for,
yeah.
you know, confirming something
Amen.
I was looking at and thinking about this week. And but I thought about the song, the closing song, I Surrender. You know, surrender has reference to defeat. And usually you surrender because you know you've been defeated. Or if people aren't surrendering, they haven't recognized defeat yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're continuing in a way that has already been defeated. Christ has defeated the works of the devil.
Amen.
So it's only left for you to surrender because there is no victory in the devil. He's been defeated.
Mm-hmm.
So as I listened to the song today, I just got a different understanding of what it means.
Praise
God. Word surrender. How long will you continue to battle
mm-hmm.
and you're fighting against it? It's the only thing for you to do is hold up the white flag and say,
Amen.
Because the battle has already been won.
Praise
in
God.
Jesus Christ. The devil's already been defeated. So surrendering is the only thing you have to do.
Praise God.
So the son will continue to hold on. You know,
mm-hmm.
they keep trying this. They think they got a bullet that might
mm-hmm.
you know, work or something, but you have no more bullets in the enemy.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Know that surrender is something that is.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that, Brother Byron. Amen. Thank the Lord. Wonderful. Amen. You were talking about that ninth chapter of John. Sister Millicent was teaching today, and she was talking about it down in our class. And in the same way, she was explaining
part, a portion of the lesson. And so thank God that it was the Lord's will for us to think on that, consider that today. Yeah. Our minds are clear. Our announcements for Sunday, October 3rd, 2021. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. The canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. That's getting closer and closer. The date for the turkey giveaway is Saturday, November 13th, beginning at 9 a.m. Choir will meet following morning service. Materials from our fall Bible study 2021 have been placed on the table in the foyer for participants who listened in via telephone. Wednesday night, prayer meeting and Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off for 1 hour before service, then turn it back on. And also, because this coming Wednesday is the first Wednesday of the month, please bring a scripture to share on Wednesday, for Wednesday Bible study. Please bring a scripture as we have been doing for the first Wednesday of each month. Happy birthday blessings to Brother Lavester Jackson, whose birthday is today, October 3rd. Amen. God bless you, Brother Jackson. Appreciate it. Enjoyed your testimony even in Sunday school. We just thank God for you, for your life, for all that the Lord has done for you and how you always testify to his glory and what God has done for you in your life. Amen. So just thank God for you. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent this day, and bus drivers. We lifted her up in prayer on last week, and we thank God for blessing and giving traveling mercies. So please lift Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. up in prayer this week as he is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. So pray for him that the Lord will give traveling mercies. Our thought for today, just because someone carries it well doesn't mean it isn't heavy, whatever the situation may be. Praise our God. Some may, there are saints who have burdens, sometimes heavy burdens. But by the grace of God, they carry it. And so, sometimes you may not even know. They may just say, during times of prayer requests, they may just say, just remember me. They don't go into a blow-by-blow description of what's happening. They just trust God. They poured out their heart to God, and then they ask the saints to pray. And God takes care of the rest. So just because someone can carry a burden well doesn't mean that it isn't a heavy burden. But their faith is in God. And many times when we're saved down through the years, and the things that we go through and God brings us through, trials, and makes us stronger, so we're able to carry more and be able to carry it longer. So we thank God, whatever the situation might be. Amen. So there are times that some may look at some of the saints and say, well, they don't ever, I'm going through all this, and they're not going through anything. You just don't know sometimes. Don't know. Just because they don't come in weeping and wailing and falling on the floor doesn't mean that they're not going through trials, tribulations. But just we just trust God. Amen. We would like to acknowledge our visitor, again, Ms. Erica Clark. And we're so glad to have you here today. And you're on the west side on Central Avenue. So we thank God that you are here. And it's your first time coming, but we pray that it won't be your last time. And according to your card, you have children as well. And we do have Sunday school. Yes, we usually have children too. And so some of them are just not here today. We had one faithful one today, but we had, there are others who also come. And so we do have Sunday school that begins at 9:20, and we'd be happy to have you come back and have them come with you. And since you would like to know more about the church, and we appreciate that. We're thankful that you are here. And if you would like to stand, express yourself, all right. That's fine. We'll come back. We'll at the close of service. Many times sometimes one-on-one is a little better sometimes. But we're just so happy to have you here. Just glad that you came. And we're persuaded that it's not just an accident that you have. We're persuaded that the Lord led you here this morning, and we're so glad that he did. And just know that you are always welcome, and we're happy that you're here now. And the next time the Lord brings you through the door, we'll be happy to see you then, and every other time. Amen. We encourage you to just continue to come, and we'll greet you every day. The way that you were greeted today, we'll greet you every time, because that's the way we greet each other every time. Just happy to see you. Amen. Amen. All minds are clear. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Brother Tony, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.